T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Taking you up until 2 o'clock. Getting ready for a little vacay. I will be out next week, everybody. The crew will be here up until Thursday as we are having a Thanksgiving holiday coming on up.
I'll go downstairs and get some beers.
Oh, all right. Sounds good. Want to let you guys know it's Dave and Buster's month. Go to WQAM.com and enter for your chance with a $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Watch your favorite sports, and we'll treat you to food, beverages, and games at Dave and Buster's. Eat, drink, play. Watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood.
I canceled you just now, Leroy. I could not. I turned off his mic. I couldn't deal with it. It was about a... I'm going down.
Definitely should have got... You know what? I might need to put in the bat signal for ASMR.
For ASMR has to be on there. It's really bad, dude. It's really bad.
Don't look at me like that.
Minus one for chewing.
It's a point for Jay Fig.
I would just
point.
I can't hear it, so I don't know.
The headphones have your sound.
I barely have my headphones on. I don't know
you
how.
You mean the volume?
Yeah. I can, like, when you take your headphones off, it's like I hear.
See how Pop Rocks in your mouth, dude? It's like saliva Pop Rocks are in your mouth. It's very bad.
No, really? I know. It's, I don't even, and I'm not even that bad when it comes to the volume that people will crank it up at.
I could never follow Zaslo.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It is pretty loud.
Joe's are pretty loud. Well, this dial's not.
Right. Mine does that too. It's almost off or it's full blast.
This dial's collaboration's very. Like in the old studio, I like barely had it up. This one, you literally have to crank or you don't hear anything.
Yeah, it is strange. Yeah. Also, something with the board. When I come here for like the interviews that they play, for like, what just happened there? For some reason, I got muted. Did you try to talk in my ear just now? You're fidgeting with buttons. Fidgeting with buttons back there. But yeah, when I come in here, Hollywood has. Don't do that. Jesus Christ. Okay. Sorry.
But keep talking.
I'm very taken back by that. The levels have usually cranked all the way to the top, but then when, like, Solana does his show, you know, they're a little bit to the middle. I can't get a hold of these levels in here.
I was in my car one time, and I put the sound on one.
Yeah.
And it was unlistenable. It was so loud. Right. Just the station. And so if you turn up to one, it would be like it was on 1,000. So I couldn't even listen. I couldn't even do radio. I was like, wow.
Anyway, thanks to Mike Biamonte for recording some new stuff for us. I'm delighted.
I think we should send him an edible arrangement or something.
Ooh.
I think that would be nice.
Oh, that's nice.
For show poniness.
Let's get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
I haven't mentioned this, but the Marlins, they brought back Jeff Conine.
Oh.
Jeff Conine is back with the team as a special advisor.
Mr. Marlin.
To the Shermanator, Bruce Sherman. In their release, they say, in his new role, Conine will work closely with Mr. Sherman and Marlins leadership on a variety of projects, initiatives, and key matters in pertaining to Marlins operations. He will also participate in special appearances throughout the year with Marlins members, fans, partners, and key community outreach for the Miami Marlins Foundation events. Additionally, the two-time World Series champion will be available to provide guidance and assistance with the players at all levels of the organization. Bruce Sherman said in the statement, Jeff is an icon of the Marlins organization, and we are excited to bring him back home. His perspective and knowledge of the history of the Marlins franchise and South Florida community will be invaluable. We look forward to seeing more at Lone Depot Park and engaging with our fans and partners. And don't the Marlins have him? I feel like they have his son in the system, Griffin Conine. He could rake though. He's like one of these, like the little Vlad Guerrero, little Bochette. Who is it? Bo Bichette. Like he's actually a good, like one of these little father son tandems. That's good.
But he can't hit.
He is. No, he in can the minor hit.
He can
for sure.
Okay. All
right. He can hit. So that's cool. That's great to bring Jeff Conine back. Look, I got to be honest with you.
Well, even more important, they're the first organization to have the president and GM both female.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes, Kim Ang and Caroline O'Connor are the you have the GM and then the president of business operations.
Yeah,
about there, which are cool. But it's also cool that the idea that I was never into Jeter. You know, like Jeter's a Yankee. I want Marlins.
Yeah.
And you know what he did as soon as he got here? He kicked the Marlins to the curb. He tried to wipe away all history of the team.
Wait,
you know,
dude. All right.
These things.
I'm almost afraid to ask this question.
Go ahead.
If they're winning, who cares?
But they weren't.
And you think those guys around were going to make it better?
They didn't make it. They didn't make it worse because they were awful.
No, but I'm.
Yeah,
that's your response.
Hold on,
that's your response.
No. But hear me out on this. I do think you don't think it's an important thing to have in touch with the history of your franchise?
Yeah, but only if the owner is in touch with the history of the franchise.
Which he wasn't.
Right. So why would you expect him to all of a sudden?
Because. It's a little bit.
It's not like it's Wayne Huizenga who would really understand that, right?
No, but here's the thing. It's a little convenient that you wipe away a history that you losing in a World Series. You know, it's a little unbecoming. He didn't want them around to remind him of a great failure.
And he said that?
No, it's just obvious.
Wow, you made an incredible leap there.
Really? Okay, so you don't think that Derek Jeter bounced those guys in particular reason because Jeff Conine and Jack McKeon kicked his ass in a World Series?
No.
Well,
I think
you're wrong.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Why do you think he did it?
I don't know. Just him.
Why would you put out of the shadows? You want to know why? Because he wanted to be the Miami Jeters, not the Miami Marlins. Doesn't matter now. Damage is done. He's gone.
Do normal people think like you?
I don't know. You mean sheep?
So you're admitting by saying that are people sheep, you're admitting that your hot takes are original.
I would say that I see things that others don't. And what I thought when Jeter had gotten rid of all the ambassadors.
When people say that, that's when you Baker act.
He got rid of Andre Dawson, Tony Perez, Jeff Conine, Jack McKeon, and the reason that, why do you do that? Oh,
because you don't want to give that $40,000, $50,000 to five or six guys.
Okay, so who do I give it to? Jorge Posada?
Whatever. Like, again, how do you know the owner didn't say, hey, man, I'm not paying these guys 50, 60 grand.
Well, I would say that because one of the guys is back now. Jeter's gone. He's
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm.
Boxed in.
I'm not boxed in.
You are boxed in.
How am I boxed in?
Because you asked.
I don't care.
What do you mean? You can't just end an argument, but I don't care.
I don't care either way. Players play.
I'm not going
play.
To get boxed in.
Players play.
Hmm?
You can talk to a crappy player as much as you want. He's still going to be crappy.
Doesn't matter, though, dude. Having a touch with your history with the fans, it means something.
Okay, if your team's good.
No. It always means something to me.
Okay.
It always means something to me. When I see Juan Pierre out there at spring training, it means something to me. Love JP.
Does it mean that the Marlins are going to get more wins?
No, but...
okay, so do you understand...
It's still a connection.
You understand what you're saying. You're saying all the things you're talking about have nothing to do with winning.
If he has Brett Gardner out there teaching the Marlins, it means nothing to me. I don't care. If he has Paul O'Neill out there, I don't care because I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a Marlins fan. So having Jeff Conine back, it means something to me. Still real to me, damn it. Niner.
I was going to go get that beer at 1:30, but I'm going at 1:15.
Why?
Because of you.
You're forcing him to drink now, Tobin.
Because of you.
What am I doing? You're lashing out, dude. Minus one for
not
lashing,
lashing
out.
Not lashing out.
Minus one for lashing out, dude.
Minus one. Lashing out.
So we just can go ahead on and just yell whatever. Yo, do you understand how ridiculous what you just said?
For lashing out.
Huh?
Well, I do.
The reason why the Marlins aren't successful.
That's not what I said.
Why should anything else matter? Why should anything else matter?
Minus one for deception, because that's not what I said. Because
minus one you for deception.
Listen, clown. I'm trying not to curse. Listen, clown. You wouldn't know deception if it came and hit you in the face, and now you're saying it like it's a normal. It's a normal word.
I didn't say the Marlins are going to be better because Jeff Conine's here. I never said that.
Then what's the point?
I like having a connection to the past. I think it's important.
Tobin's a show pony.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I like the fact that you have having that connection is important. It means something.
Then why none of those guys did it for free?
Nobody's asking for the time for free. Everybody wants to get paid. This isn't college. No.
You are the absolute worst.
Would you just go to the Browns if you love the Browns so much to say, hey, Leroy, will you talk it up with old Chubbsky?
I do it
yeah, like
whenever
once a year.
I'm there.
When you're there. Yeah, when you're there.
Yeah.
But if you had to hang around, would you do it all day? No. Obviously you want a little
pinch. I don't need to do it all day.
I know you don't need to.
Right. Like that seems kind of self-serving if I feel I got to go talk to the team every day.
I'll put it like this, okay?
Right.
If the Browns decided, you know who we're bringing in as a consultant? Jerome Bettis. It's like, what? Jerome Bettis?
I would say, where's the relationship?
Yeah. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. No. You agree with me.
No, I don't.
You do.
I definitively do not. What I'm saying is, I would ask, who does he have a relationship with? Sometimes you end up at different. Same thing with players. Why is Jeff Wilson here?
No, you want to know.
Why is Jeff Wilson here?
Mike McDaniel.
Okay, there. But
But who's on the coaching staff? Who's on the coaching staff? Wes Welker, Sam Madison, Pat Surtain.
Wasn't Wes Welker in San Fran?
He was, but
okay.
He also is a former.
This convenience. Okay, for
Sam
him.
Sam Madison.
You can't. Sam Madison?
Dolphin. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's great. Don't you like it?
Yeah, I like it,
what's
but I'm just
love?
It's not a requirement of winning.
It's not a requirement.
Players are a requirement of winning.
It's just nice.
You can't win without players.
Guess what? You know what? I didn't need Todd Hollinsworth to be the television analyst, but I like Tommy Hutton because it makes me feel better. I'm a fan. I like to enjoy my experience.
I got to tell you, I don't even know which way to go with this.
I'm just happy the Marlins brought him back. Why aren't you happy? Why aren't you happy for Jeff Conine?
I like Jeff Conine.
Doesn't feel like you are.
I almost killed him.
What? I'm sorry, what just happened?
So
allegedly.
No.
Yeah.
So we were playing, let me see. 13 on at Weston Hills.
You almost hit him with a golf ball?
And he lives right on the corner. So usually you hit like an iron or something, and you hit it short of the water or the trap right there. Then you play from there. But I said, I'm hitting driver. And him and one of his kids was playing catch. And I saw him at the last minute, and I yelled. But it went right by him, in between them.
Well, instead of yelling four, you should have yelled nine!
Almost killed his kid too, Leroy. Jeez.
Hey, my name ain't on my bag. I ain't no professional golfer.
Did Jeff Conine know it was you?
No. I think we knew of each other because we did a lot of events and stuff together.
The poker tournament.
He didn't have it then because the Hard Rock wasn't there yet.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no, but we knew of each other. So he just kind of laughed. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. Hey,
you don't like having Roberto Luongo around the Panthers? Bobby Lou.
Listen, I like having him around more than I like having Bobrovsky around. You asked for it. You asked for that.
It's a bad night.
You asked for that.
I know.
Dude, I'm like, I'm tired of throwing up five like I'm doing a Subway commercial.
In fairness, you only gave up four.
Five, go Bobrovsky. Five. Five.
For lashing out.
Five, go Bobrovsky. I wonder what that sub would look like.
What?
What that
minus
sub would look
one.
Like.
Fraud.
Why are you giving Bobrovsky a fraud?
No, no. Leroy's a fraud.
What?
For coming back on the five-goal Bob thing.
what would that sub look like? I think it would look like, you know what? Here's what would happen. It would be all wrapped up really nice, cut in half. You would open it. It'd have lettuce, tomato. It would have bacon, cheese. No meat!
That veggie sub we were talking
about? Yeah! Impossible burger. That's what he is.
We'll take a break. You're dead to me. That's next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're dead to me.
Music is coming to the beach. The Odyssey Beach Festival is returning to Fort Lauderdale Beach December 3rd and 4th. Among those performing, Jack White, Muse, Jimmy World, Machine Gun Kelly, and more. Don't miss out because the beach is filling up. You can purchase your tickets now at odysseybeachfestival.com. Are you looking forward to that, JFig?
Yes, I am. I put in my request already.
Oh, wow.
Getting that.
Yeah, we got a request for this one. That's nice.
That is nice.
You know, if you
that,
guys don't want we have your tickets,
just a request
anyway. God.
I haven't even requested
them. Now, just because we request them, does that mean we get them, or are they going to deny some people?
Got to be in a line. So JFig's first in line. I'm next.
Yeah, but JFig is like the Wilt Chamberlain of Odyssey points.
Yeah,
like I need. I don't think I have any Odyssey points.
I don't have any.
Yeah, I think you may owe us some Odyssey points.
I think I have like 14.
Let's get to
more to me.
That's more to me.
I
wouldn't know an Odyssey point if it came and hit me on top of the head. Yeah,
let's get to You're Dead to Me. It's our favorite Friday game.
You're Dead to Me.
I'll go first. The World Cup.
Wow.
What?
Not the whole tournament.
Okay.
But just the idea that they're in Qatar and
yeah,
no liquor.
Very strict rules. They've taken away the beer. No drinking in soccer. I know that there are laws in the country, but don't you got to kind of make an exception? What is soccer without soccer hooliganism?
Can I just say this? This seems like a conversation they should have had before the World Cup.
I think they did. I think that they just figured, the corruption, we're taking briefcases under the table. You know, it'll all work itself out, but it has not worked itself out.
Man, what is a giant sports event without liquor?
Soccer?
Yeah.
Are they threatening, like, reporters? Like, crazy things are going on.
Man. Yeah, so I don't like it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You're dead to me.
So I guess in this case, is FIFA dead to me?
FIFA's been dead.
FIFA, I think they're the ones behind all this corruption. So
FIFA.
That makes sense.
You're dead to me.
You're dead.
Bum. Leroy? It can't be AT&T.
AT&T.
You've exhausted that.
I'm still going at it with them.
You're dead, God.
The guy called me, and after going back and forth with him, you heard that.
I sure did.
He says, well, I'll get back to you after I talk to see how we can fix it, make it better.
Make it right.
Make it right. Still waiting.
Okay.
Still waiting. So I have started looking at alternate
companies.
Yes.
All right. Good for you. I'm glad at least you're flirting.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but you know what? It's good for you.
But it just sucks because you know what? Here's what I hate about this. Because this raggedy ass company with terrible customer service will say to other people, well, you can't make everybody happy. And that drives me crazy.
They said
because
that?
Because what they will say. Because I'm almost borderline insulted that they can get away with this. I am. But you're right.
He's like the Breaking Bad meme with Jesse Bieber. You can't keep getting away with this.
But you're right that it's about time that I look into other options.
Good.
Ooh. Even after.
Good for you, man.
Come digging on. Up that water.
I know. That's the other thing.
That's the setup.
I'm more committed than AT&T for me to have good service.
I don't think they want you anymore, dude. If I had to be honest, they're kind of like.
I think that. Really? I definitely think that he's like on. There's like a local branch that has like. Hey, Horde's calling.
My picture's up.
Definitely.
Don't sell
to me.
You're definitely in Roger's cubicle. It's just like, it's Horde again.
I tell you what.
You're dead.
You know when they will call.
When that
bill, if you
when
late, that, when that bill's due.
When that check stops
they got
in.
Zero couth whatsoever.
Couth.
They'll call you and tell you your phone is, your bill is late, but won't call you to return a call to get something fixed. Good job.
J-Fig?
Only company worse than him is DirecTV.
You're dead to me.
What do you got?
You know what's kind of worse than AT&T?
What's that?
Ticketmaster.
Oh!
I am offended.
Wow!
And I'm mad.
You're dead to me.
You're a Swiftie?
You know what?
Fraud.
A similar situation in Washington. Well, no, I'm kidding. I'm so mad. I am a Swiftie. And it's just
you see these ticket prices
appalling to me.
How much are the tickets?
Well, I don't know because I couldn't even get in. I couldn't even get a pre-sales code or anything. Apparently, the people who did pre-sales, they took out all the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So they canceled today for the public. So we are no longer able to get tickets.
So the people that did pre-sale, they basically just bought up all the tickets and now they're going to be on the secondary market.
It's insane because they're only supposed to give out a certain percentage. Like 15% has to go for pre-sales.
Right.
And then the rest goes for the public. They messed up and Taylor Swift finally spoke out today.
I was about to say, where's T-Swift on this?
Tweet Swift. I'm so mad. I can't.
What is going on?
What's going on?
I'm already really
hot. Yeah, because I was about to say,
hold
like,
on.
She is one of the biggest musical acts in the world. Why could she not speak up and say, hey?
Well, she wrote three paragraphs.
Wow, man.
And there's words in caps.
Because are they going to sue her like the FTX people are getting sued and Giselle gets sued and Tom Brady gets sued?
I don't know. I don't know where we're going to go with this. But basically, she says, it goes without saying that I'm extremely protective of my fans. We've been doing this for decades together and over the years. I've brought so many elements of my career in-house.
All right, get to it.
I've done this specifically to improve the quality of my fans' experience by doing it myself with my team who care as much as of my fans as I do. Okay, let's go skip. There's a multitude of reasons why people have had such a hard time to get tickets, and I'm trying to figure out how the solution can be improved moving forward. I'm not going to make any excuses for anyone because we've asked them multiple times if they can handle this kind of demand, and we were assured they could. It truly amazes me that 2.4 million people got tickets, but it really pisses me off that a lot of them feel like they went through several bear attacks?
Bear attacks.
To get them.
So is this Yellowstone?
And to those who didn't get tickets, all I can say is that my hope is to provide more opportunities for us to get together and sing these songs.
Huh. Doesn't seem like a resolution to me.
Doesn't really feel like she called out Ticketmaster, though,
yeah,
does it?
It's kind of like,
well, excuse my ignorance on that. She's angry at them.
Let me ask, think about that. Average ticket is $200.
I'm very ignorant when it comes
$200.
I'm not sure. 2.4
million.
My cousin got tickets for, I think, Tampa, and the nosebleeds were like $79.
I'm very ignorant on
average.
Plus.
Average plus, ticket sales. Yeah. So you're talking about, say, $200.
But who? I want to ask this on music stuff. Who pays Taylor Swift? Does Ticketmaster pay Taylor Swift, or does the venue?
No, they work out. They need someone to sell the tickets, and usually what happens is, if you do a deal with Ticketmaster, right, then they put their fees on top of the tickets. Mm. But you can only buy them exclusively.
But she gets paid by the venue, right? Technically,
no. She gets whatever she's charged for tickets.
Okay.
And whatever it costs to rent the arena. She gets the rest, you know, But Ticketmaster, if they sold 2.5 million tickets, you're going to have that ticket fee on it.
It is.
So they get that. And it, like some of them. And then there's the secondary market. So the secondary market, somebody like StubHub, they may charge you, they may sell the tickets on the secondary market, and their fee may be $150.
And they can upcharge it.
Right.
Yes.
So the whole problem with this is not, I don't mind people being able to make money on the secondary market, okay? But most of the tickets can't go to the secondary market. That defeats the purpose. I think that's what Taylor Swift is trying to say. Look, this is for my fans. Yet this has become a situation where so many of the StubHubs and the people like that are buying up these tickets to sell them on the secondary market that their fans aren't getting the experience.
Well, sounds like they got bad blood.
They definitely do.
No.
And Smeathan, I am
quickly!
Not too old. No.
J-Fig missed it, but I didn't.
No, minus I one. Heard it. I know what he meant.
What do you mean?
The whole bad blood thing?
I don't know what you're... What?
No, he's talking about the song. All right.
I just don't want these ticket brokers to, you know, put out any price out there. Like, they got a blank space.
Stop. I accepted minus one. Bad blood. Not this one. And I'm not too old to listen to Taylor Swift.
Why are you leaving? I thought it was going all too well.
Oh, God.
Which version?
Continues.
Minus ones.
The 10-minute one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Listen, shake it off.
I do have to pee.
Does this mean it's over? No way, Marcos has to go.
Marcos, what do you got?
Whatever, dude. Dead to me is the Wayans family.
Oh, wow.
The entire Wayans
family. I like how you just call out the comedians every week.
Every week, dude. This time it's the Wayans family.
It's a tough job.
I bet it is. Like what he was saying about Carlos Mencia, I wish on nobody. What are the Wayans? Which Wayans do you have this week?
So Damon Sr. was a previously... had the longest rider. And I think Marlon, after a few years of touring now, getting back to the comedy scene, has adapted those things. Just real quick going over it. About 3 bottles of alcohol, 6 bottles of Diet Coke, 5 bottles of Gatorade G2, as well as 5 bottles of Fruit Punch Gatorade, 3 different kinds of tea, a white t-shirt, has to be tagless, fresh wild-caught salmon. Where am I going to find that, sir? An entire
what kind of salmon?
Wild caught salmon.
The hell does that mean?
I don't know. I gotta
go
find a wild
somewhere.
Ash Ketchum over here. 24 baked wings, steamed veggies, and this has to be from Whole Foods or else. You know what? The list goes on. Wayans, I'm sick of you. I'm over it.
It's crazy how this is just for one person, and
just
they barely
person.
Even touch anything you give.
Barely,
you get
them. Dude. Barely.
You're dead to me.
This happens everywhere.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
That is you're dead to me. We'll take a quick break, wrap things up on the other side. Back after this.
I miss Leroy.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
For end of the fall season toast, I guess is what this is. We're going. I'm out next week. I'll be on vacation, so I'll see you rascals after the Dolphins play the Texans. But I hope everybody does have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving while I'm out.
Yes. This. Think about this.
What?
You are gonna be gone for a week.
I know.
I mean.
You know, this reminds me. You know, they banned drinking from CNN's.
I did see that.
That's crazy.
They do get loose.
They do get
in fairness, I think that was probably a good call.
Probably best.
Wait, they banned what?
They banned New Year's Eve. Yeah, CNN. They do their own little New Year's thing. Even though I can't imagine many people are watching that one.
Oh, it was
they're getting willy nilly. They get plastered.
Well, if they were watching, the drinking was the only reason they were watching.
Right. Just to watch the train wreck.
Now, good luck.
And seeing what's going on there.
I'd like to see Anderson Cooper just trash.
I mean, he.
I think Don Lemon's the one who got after
Don
the most.
Lemon.
Don
yeah.
Lemon was
for sure.
He was on the floor by the end of that thing.
Nice.
You're right. I gotta say, this smells like regret.
Ooh, what is this? Did you?
I don't even like tequila.
Any requests?
What's not beer? This is you got us tequila.
This is the worst tequila, but it's okay.
I appreciate, by the way.
By the way,
appreciate that.
Let me explain something to you.
Yep.
So hold on, time out.
Where's he going?
I didn't have the greatest of memories last time.
Oh, he's
got to
close
tequila.
The door. Got to close the door. As if there's not a microphone right in front of us.
As if they're not listening to us.
Say,
across
hey.
The hall.
By the way, last time I had tequila,
yeah.
I ended up with a tattoo of Goofy on my ass. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Now it's going to be a flamingo.
I do. I'll show you.
No, it's okay.
Well, because it's on my hip. So I could technically do it, but. Like, yeah.
Okay, I believe you.
So yeah, it was, you ready? Mm-hmm. Me, Elvis Gerbeck, my roommate, Desmond Howard, and about five other people went to Tijuana.
Okay.
After a Rose Bowl.
Sounds
and
fun.
And the most expensive tequila that they have is 50 cents a shot.
Huh.
For college kids.
Wow.
We got there at 11.
Wow.
We left at 4. And all I remember the next day is spinning in a circle and pointing at someone. And next thing you know, I had to get a tattoo.
Wow.
Yep. I burped like a month later. Tequila.
Oof.
That's how bad. So
just in your pores.
I avoid tequila.
Woo!
At all costs.
I am disturbed.
But when I looked up, that's all I saw.
Mm.
So I couldn't figure out, you know, should I do rum, tequila, what? Because I couldn't carry the beers. Like, I'm limited, right? I got the claw, and that's it.
I understand.
Okay.
Rum is good.
Well, who should we toast?
You.
Oh.
For getting the hell up out of here.
Yeah.
And wait.
That's
wait.
Nice.
And Lion says he's going to enjoy Tennessee.
So you're not a great place.
It's gonna
to be
fun. It's gonna be cold as hell.
Oh, that I'm not looking for.
Right.
I saw it.
So you're not gonna enjoy it.
I think I can handle it.
Later,
I'll be all right.
Wait. So my question is, can you enjoy a place that as soon as you get there, you're just gonna cuddle up and sit inside? You can do that from here.
You're smooth.
Okay.
So wait. I'm gonna tell you what. If you come back talking country, we're done.
Welcome back that there, Tobin and Leroy. Got that Tua Tagovailoa back out there, chugging that pigskin. Gonna throw to that there cheetah and give us a little out route to Jalen Waddle. Waddle, baby, Waddle.
So you got to make sure you turn on Tobin Leroy in Tennessee. See what it sounds like.
What you think here, Leroy? You think Tannehill's our franchise guy? He's fine. It's not all him. You trade A.J. Brown, this is what you're gonna get.
Wow.
I know, but he can't make a mountain out of a molehill or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty accurate. That seems like an accurate debate they're having.
Oh my god.
Dave South says snow pony.
Point for Twitter.
There should be no snow.
I know. It
sucks. What's the coldest you've been in?
Cold. He ran a snowplow.
Ran a snowplow. Mr. Plow.
He's lying, dude.
It was a lie.
He is a lie.
Don't lie. Why would I lie about that?
You know what? You're right. I forgot we had that button already.
Okay, you're not old enough, right? You are not old enough to have experienced as much life as you say you
are. How old do you think I am?
You were 14. You were talking about building furniture.
I did.
Okay.
Build furniture.
I'm sure. Apparently, you were an electrician also. You went to college somehow. You stole kegs. All right.
I think radio paid the bills for a very long time. It did not.
It still doesn't.
I'm going to call Barry University and see if he actually attended. Call
Barry. He threw out a first pitch, they know who he is.
Yep. That's distinguished
alumni.
That
was a lie, too. He photoshopped himself somewhere.
I think you're really like 62, and we don't know. You're
actually just Benjamin Button.
You look good for your age.
Thank you.
Well, okay, so I know that you do springs and stuff in Florida.
Did you
just do that, really? Go get paper towel, man.
Leroy.
Leroy, for God's sake.
Jesus.
Get a paper towel in here.
Leroy. You know what? That's a minus one for sure.
Minus one.
Go clean up so we can toast.
Fraud.
Don't put your hand.
Jesus, Leroy. Do we all take whatever's in ours and like pour into one thing? This is getting worse and worse by the second.
You can have mine.
That's fine.
One job.
Or half of my gut. It's generous.
All right, look. While they fix that, JFig, I'm going to ask you an important question.
No.
All right.
What is it?
Are you coming in next week? I know Leroy's not. I know Leroy said he's going to do every show from home. Donald will be in, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Donald will probably be from home.
Yeah, okay. So it's a lonely week for old Marcos next week.
Lonely
week.
Are you asking for friends next week?
No, it's okay.
I mean, like, you know, minus one for pity.
Okay.
Minus one
for softness.
You know what? Maybe on Tuesday I'll come.
Tuesday, nice. I'll take that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, remember, I have a wedding on Sunday.
That's right. A Sunday wedding. You know, it's cheaper on Sunday, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but not looking forward to.
Yeah, I guess they didn't consider your schedule when they planned the wedding, JFig. How dare they?
Yeah, exactly. He knows my schedule.
It's messed up, man. You know you got to pull that trick. You got to go to the open bar. Just drop a five.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? Let's be a little bit nicer. You can drop a 10 in there. And then you're free drinks for the rest of the night. You know, you got to give them a little.
Anybody important getting married, JFig, or just an acquaintance?
So my best and oldest friend is getting married. I met her the first day of sixth grade. So it's been a very long time.
Wow. Sandbox wedding.
Nice.
It's very beautiful. I'm very happy to be able to witness that.
That is cool. All right. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
I'm very excited.
You guys should go get something to...
Yeah, you probably should.
Leroy, what's going on over there?
I still save a little bit.
Nah.
You can have half of mine.
JFig's offering up hers.
Yeah. Yes. Not mine, man. Not mine.
I'm not trying to relive my last moment with...
It's fair.
Tequila.
Well,
you're going in strong.
Leroy, this was supposed to be a good moment to offer to Tobin.
Yeah.
Now we're damaging.
I'm not dying either. Like, I don't know why we're toasting him. Leroy.
Are you kidding? Is that a joke?
What did you...
Is this a joke?
Did you have two shots before you left? Like, what are you doing?
What the hell is going on, Leroy?
Why don't we do this out there so we don't be anywhere near equipment?
Now when Hawkman comes in with the Lysol, I completely get it.
Yes.
This has gone off the rails.
This has gone way off the rails. Are you sure you didn't have three?
I didn't have any.
This guy fumbles a lot, am I right?
You wouldn't have said that if he had headphones
not
on.
Not even close.
Point for Marco.
Nothing, man.
Boy, this guy really does fumble a lot.
That's pretty good.
What'd you
I said.
I only got one hand.
No, well, your good hand isn't going well.
What is going on here?
Everyone be cool, be cool, be cool.
Yeah, we definitely know.
We got a spotting.
We definitely know the thumbs don't work now.
Everyone be cool, be cool. Play it cool.
I have wipes.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we need that. I absolutely need that.
Now she.
I just remembered.
Oh, my God, you're the worst. You watch me run around. First of all, that's in the carpet.
I know.
Silly Sauce 778 says, I feel bad for the texters that can't see this. Make sure you go to our Twitch,
this
guys.
This catastrophe.
And my computer just shut off.
Okay. Did he get your computer?
No, my computer just shut off because it wanted to go to update.
Okay. So look, now you're in the process.
So now I'm off camera.
On my screen? No, you're on my screen. It looks
Use
like
your
you're
laptop.
Licking your nose a little bit.
That's a good idea, actually.
What the hell is
it's
going
right
on?
There.
I never use it.
This has become a mess.
This is getting worse, guys. This is getting worse.
Oh, you're frozen.
Way to send our boy to break.
And you got the little turtle thing out.
turtle. Thank you for joining us.
You know the turtles have that little hook?
Yeah. No. We got 3 minutes
left. Little weird nose.
When you say turtle, are you referring that I look like a snapping turtle?
Yeah, it's your tongue. No, look your tongue at, is look like at pointing the picture upwards.
I have.
In a,
look at the picture I have.
It's very turtle-esque.
Look at your tongue. Does it not? This is a snapping
it
turtle.
Does. It doesn't
this
look
is
a
great.
Snapping
this
turtle.
This is super on brand.
I tell you what. This is perfect with how we do things.
It really is. This is the perfect way to end things for the week.
We started off with 4 shots. Now we have 2, and nobody's drank any.
Solid.
All right, I'm back.
Come on with the wet naps, J-Fig. Jeez.
She's hungry.
How long does it take you to do a wet nap?
He's lashing out. Minus one.
Yeah, that's true.
These were open minus and they're kind of dry lashing now. Out.
Go to the bottom. Flip them over.
That's what I'm trying to do. But
who has dry wet nap? It's not called a wet
you
nap.
Know what?
You know what it's called if it's dry? It's called a damn napkin.
Okay.
That was the plan? To throw it across? No. What are we doing here?
It doesn't have any... It's not wet, so...
It's not wet.
It doesn't have anything to it.
I'm sorry. You have dry naps in your...
Hmm. This is something.
Does this, wow, does guys. This have any
could
smell good on it?
Huh?
Anything that what smells good.
Does it have any smell good on it? I mean...
Yeah, it smells good.
No.
This is the equivalent to, like...
I was trying to get it to not smell like...
This is like the Canes losing to Middle Tennessee State.
This is it. This is it right here.
This is what this segment has been.
And I am Aaron Fell just State looking at everyone.
The like, equipment, apparently.
But I thought we...
Nah, they're winning. The equipment's winning.
Oh, man.
This is rough.
Well, is it?
I right. appreciate it,
a
though.
Toast, everybody.
It's, yep.
Is this happening on air?
Yes.
Oh, let's go.
Why not?
Cheers. I'm not getting fired because of you.
Oh, what? Okay. What's going on here?
There's barely anything in there. It's a thimble. I've already.
No, mine was full.
Yeah.
Woo! Actually, went down pretty smooth. ASMR. Yeah.
Went down pretty smooth.
Can we get fired for this?
Probably should have asked that question before, Leroy.
What are you talking about? I've seen.
Nobody's,
really?
Nobody's listening.
I'm listening. Holy speed.
Man, I got to tell you.
I feel like a dragon.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. My breath's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Your breath's on fire.
Can't wait till Hawkman comes in with the lights off.
These are what?
Yeah, in fairness, Hawkman's not going to be able to smell this because he just douses this entire room in
that's
air freshener.
That's true. Like, you know what? We can also clean that with that.
So we'll be fine there.
Who's not here? Is Dan Day here? Oh, we can blame this on Dan Day. It's right up its alley.
That's our show for today, everybody. I will talk to you guys in a week. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving from Old Tobes, your favorite show pony. Marcos, J-Fig, and Leroy will be back next week with Dono through Wednesday. But for the rest of you rat bastards, I'll see you after the Dolphins play the Texans.
Woo! You're not part of the Heat until Tobes trades you.
Stop trading everyone. J-Fig's a murderer.
Gordon Hayward.
No! Why do I feel like I want to choke the life out of you right now?
For lashing out.
Hope you mother have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.